My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. It's my periodic podcast journal of one person's creative life. And it is July 14th, 2026, Tuesday morning at about 9:55. And we're going to walk the dog. I am using my lavalier mic with the windscreen on it. And we're just going to walk the dog and do this talking thing. Come on, Sophie, let's go. Come on. Come on. I'm creating the episode today because there's a few things I've been meaning to talk about, wanting to talk about for a while now, and just haven't made the space or the time. And let's just get into it. Oh, by the way, if you're a first-time listener or you haven't seen me show up in your feeds for a while, I am a creator, which means primarily that I'm a writer, an author, musician, sometimes poet, even less times visual artist. I make stuff. And now and again, I like to talk about it. And my day job is helping other creators with their own creative endeavors, helping them bring things to fruition, to market, and to the people that should experience those things. You can find out more about me at mattselznick.com. That's mattselznick.com. All right, so we're outside now, and the dog is nosing around in the grass. And did I mention it's my birthday? Yeah, I have officially left my 50s. It is the beginning of my 60th year. It's my 59th birthday. I feel like I need to spell that out because I realized that there are some people who don't understand that your birthday is the start of the next year. You know, you've been alive for that many years, and you are now beginning the next one. it's crazy that people don't know that, but I have run into a few. So no offense, y'all, who might not realize these things, but that's why I mention it. Anyway, the last few episodes of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates have been both video and audio. I mean, all podcasts are audio, but I was putting up a video edition, and this will still go in the video feed. It'll be part of the Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates playlist over there on YouTube, my channel of the same name. But I think being on camera and the extra work that it takes to put the video together, to edit it and produce it and make it ready for upload, and then all the shit that you have to do on YouTube itself, and so on and so forth, it is a point of friction that I just don't want. I recognize the value of cross-posting your podcast to YouTube, but I'm not interested all that much in doing that. I just want to talk to you. That's what this podcast is about. It's just me talking to you about what's on my mind, specifically and mostly to do with the creative life. The idea is that through my experiences, my discoveries, my successes, my failures, my challenges, that you find some, you know, that there's some teachable moments in there, and that you find some things of value. The knowledge, and the direct experience that there is someone out there that you can commiserate with. So, gosh, so many things. The main thing, I was recently going through some archive stuff, and I had occasion to be on the Internet Archive, internetarchive.org, which is an international treasure, which deserves your support in every way, shape, and form. I'll have a link in the show notes for how you can contribute to support the Internet Archive. And hey, it's my birthday, so why not do that for me? Thanks. Anyway, over on the Internet Archive, I long ago uploaded many of my early podcasts. And one of those is a show called 5 Minute Memoir. This was something I launched in 2007, I want to say. And it lasted about 7 episodes. 2007 podcasts were about 3 years old. And our technology around podcasting, around accessibility to recording devices, was very, very different from what it is today. The first smartphone wouldn't even come out until, I think the iPhone was 2007, was it not? And we just didn't have access, right? We didn't have a way to just easily record quality audio. We had to buy a special device like a Zoom microphone, not Zoom like the video conference software service now, the physical Zoom microphone. And there was this little, for video, you had this little handheld video recorder. Was it called the Snap? I think it was. The Snap video recorder. You know, if you didn't want to actually have a full-fledged digital video camera, which were expensive and not that great in 2007, without spending thousands of dollars, of course. Anyway, so 5 Minute Memoir, and there's a hell of a lot of noise from a construction site across the alley here, and the dog needs to take a shit, so I'm gonna make that the priority and just kind of vamp a little bit until we've moved past this noise. I may edit this, I may not. It probably doesn't matter. And hey, you know, you're getting the authentic experience, right? So anyway, yeah, still vamping because still buzzsaw or wood saw or concrete saw or whatever the hell that is. And we're going to get a little bit beyond that as the dog sniffs in the grass and thinks about pooping. Enjoy some ambient noise. Okay, so I'm going to backtrack a little bit because I don't know how much was lost or just too irritating to listen to with the saw in the background. So, right, I had cause to dip into the Internet Archive, and I found myself looking at the Internet Archive page for 5 Minute Memoir, this podcast that I had started in 2007 and went for just 7 episodes. And I was what I was getting at was it only went 7 episodes because we didn't have the infrastructure that we have now. We didn't have the tools, the access to people the just hardware and software, we didn't have the support to easily create citizen media for the everyday person, right? So 5-minute memoir, the concept was people would send in anecdotes, formative moments, important memories from their life in snapshot form, no more than 5 minutes long. And with very little preamble, I would put their stories up, one per episode. And I actually had, for a while there, maybe it still exists, I don't know, but the last I looked, it was kind of a pain in the ass to do. Google had a thing called Google Phone, which was like a voiceover IP, and you could have a dedicated phone number that you either routed to your phone or you just accessed as a voicemail online. And that's what I used for people to submit their 5-minute memoirs. So they actually had to call a phone number and tell their story and decide that it was okay and then send it. Also, 2007, Facebook was very small. Twitter was, I believe, just beginning. I was a very early adopter of Twitter, mostly because of my job. I mean, the social networks at the time were MySpace and Friendster and things like that. Facebook existed, but it was still quite small. And Twitter was new and just beginning to gain prevalence beyond... Back in the day, 2007, 2008, we were using Twitter at my job for breaking news, right? People would break a story on Twitter before CNN had it. And I was working for this total sham of a startup. Oh, a leaf blower. Awesome. I was working for this total sham of a startup that was basically... positioning itself as human-powered search, right? We would create handmade search results pages that had the top quality, so we said, results for things that, the most common things that people searched for. And the whole thing was surrounded by AdSense ads, Google ads. And that's really all it was. It was a play at making a shit ton of money off of Google AdSense. Totally not scalable. Totally only. It was one of those things that was built, I'm pretty sure, to take advantage of a particular moment, raise a bunch of money, and move on to the next thing. I was not one of the founders or anything like that. I was just a grunt who helped make these search pages and who managed the very large community of freelance writers around the world that also contributed. Wow, I am really digressing this morning. I think that's part of the thing about when you're just walking and talking, right? But also, you know, I haven't really talked to you guys in a while, and I haven't talked to you guys without, again, that additional friction of making sure I was in the shot and making sure the lighting was good and blah, 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 blah. Video is a whole different thing, and I'll be using video for specific videos for YouTube, but man, this is so much better. Just... is this what the kids call yapping? So anyway, I I'm thinking about the Steve Martin routine where he goes off on a big long, he starts off by talking about going to Paris and goes off on this big digression. And then he loops around and says, okay, so anyway, you go to Paris, France. Yeah. So yeah, let's get back to Paris, France. 5-minute memoir. I'm listening to these episodes, these 7 episodes, I'm dipping in. And a couple of things struck me. Of the 7 episodes, 3 of them are recordings of people that I knew, people that I worked with and made art with, who have died. And boy, that was bittersweet, hearing their voices, hearing their stories, hearing that little tiny piece of their lives. In the case of one, Steve Ledesma, the musician, he didn't want to record his story. He had me read it. So I don't have his voice, at least not there. But Justin McCumber. And P.G. Holyfield, Patrick Holyfield. It made me think, you know, this is not for the first time over the last 20 years. It's made me think that this is an important and a useful thing, this 5-minute memoir. And it's so much easier now for people to actually create a little 5-minute memoir. And it's so much easier for people to learn about. Sophie, come on. So much easier for people to learn about 5-minute memoir. And of course, also my network is so much larger and diverse than it was in 2007. And I don't necessarily mean diverse ethnically or racially, although it probably is. I mean, back then, those first 7 episodes were mostly other podcasters. And, you know, 20 years or so as a creative services provider, now I know artists, sculptors, actors, professionals, and, you know, a huge range of folks who I'm sure all have at least one little story that's under 5 minutes that not only is a moment in their life that was, you know, formative, a nexus point in their life, but that also would probably resonate with listeners. So, okay, and the other thing that I realized, my primary podcasts, you know, whether it's the MWS Media Radio Show podcast, the DIY Endeavors podcast, Sonatotum, I Know This Much, all these shows, all these primary shows of mine, probably forgetting one or two, I don't ever want them to have ads, right? But I think 5-minute memoir is something that I will be monetizing. It's the sort of thing that has broad appeal, and it's the sort of thing that is relatively straightforward and easy for me to produce. And since it's one of those things that would be very, very clearly, the parts of the show, of each episode, would be very clearly delineated, you know, the intro, the 5-minute memoir from the contributor. I really hate this fucking neighborhood. Anyway, the intro, the 5-minute memoir from whatever contributor, and then an outro. That structure lends itself very well to a little sponsorship. I can tell you this, though. I will only do personal ad reads. I'm not going to get into a podcast network where they, you know, use automation to insert ads from fucking McDonald's or you know, whatever, into the show, because those sound like shit and they're almost always not balanced at the same volume as the rest of the show. And there's always the risk, and I hear this on big podcasts with a paid staff that really ought to know better, there's always the risk that the ad is going to drop right in the middle of you or your guest, if you have guests, saying something. It's insulting and disrespectful. And so, 5-minute memoir, assuming it gets the audience to merit doing so, will be ad supported, but they will be ads that I read. They will be from products and services and people that I personally vet. That's always been my sort of ethical stand when it comes to things I enter into an affiliate relationship with, is that they've got to be things that I either use or have used and actually approve of and find useful. So yeah. So we'll see what that leads to. But the other thing about handpicking sponsors and doing the ad reads myself is I can do micro sponsorships. You know, if there's an indie author who wants to put up a little ad, then great. One thing I'm not doing is having episodes that are sponsored by the person reading their 5-minute memoir or giving their 5-minute memoir in that same episode. So if Joe Schmo has a software company and they also contribute a 5-minute memoir and they want to run their software company ad, their software company ad will not appear in the same episode as their 5-minute memoir. That just feels skeezy. So I'm bringing it back. I want to collect maybe 24, 25, a couple dozen at least, 5-minute memoir contributions before I launch the new version of this thing. I want to batch produce them. I want to, have them all lined up and ready to go. Also, you know, if I can have 24 of them, give or take, right? That's, 6 months, right? If it's one a week. I feel like this, you know, because they're so short, I feel like if it becomes popular enough, it could be the sort of thing that is maybe twice a week. So, point is that I want to have weeks and weeks of episodes in the can, as they say, and maybe even do seasons. Not so sure. We'll see. We'll see how it goes, right? That's the whole thing. But the point is that by the time you hear this, You can go to 5minutememoir.com, and 5 is spelled out, so F-I-V-E. You can go to 5minutememoir.com, and there is a form there to submit your 5-minute memoir. I will also have a link to the Internet Archive page there so that you can hear some of those original shows from way back when. And it's really going to be easy. I mean, actually, the form is already built, so I kind of know how this is going to work, right? You just fill out the form, which is just some basic information about you and a little short biography. And then you record your 5-minute memoir into your phone as a WAV file, right? And then just attach it to the form. It couldn't be easier. It's, in many ways, much easier than it used to be when people had to call a phone number or record a WAV file on their computer and then find a way to get it to me. Much easier. So, yeah, that's something that's happening. And if you're listening to this, and there are, you know, there are not many of you who are subscribed to this, you are a small but mighty and stalwart group of subscribers, then please take a moment, go to 5-Minute Memoir. Think about what moment in your life mattered in whatever way. Maybe it was poignant or funny or whatever, but it changed you in some way, or it lingers with you in some way, you know? Really, that's the same thing. If something is lingering with you for years or decades, then it has absolutely changed who you are, how you see the world. And yeah, you're kind of the first ones hearing about this. I'm going to be telling my mailing list as well. And of course, I'll be throwing it out there on the social networks, and there'll be a blog post about it and all that. But chances are, this podcast is going out first, or at least concurrently with telling my mailing list community. So you have a chance here to be among the first people to tell their 5-minute memoirs on the new 5-minute memoir. All right. I have a lot of other things on my mind, but depending on how this sort of walk the dog podcast approach goes, I may be doing this much more frequently. You know, the last Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates episode came out in April. It's now July. If this is super convenient to record and it sounds okay, then there's no reason why I can't throw more of these out more often. Because boy, I really want to talk about media literacy and why what we call a podcast is important and why words matter. And the just a lot of stuff. So I hope this sounds okay. We will see. We will find out. I hope that it I hope it recorded at all. I'm not looking at my phone. The phone's in the back pocket, and the wireless USB mic is attached to my chest here, right around my collarbone. Hope it all worked out. I really hate to have to re-record this, but hopefully we don't have to. Anyway, It's nice to talk to you, and it's a great way to observe my 59th birthday, at least in part. My name. Oh, you know what? Before we get to that, before we close off, the obligatory. However you are listening to this, whether it's in the podcast app of your preference or on YouTube, wherever you are listening to this, there is some way for you to rate and review Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. This is a weird show, I know. It's a diary, it's a journal, it's rambling. But if this is your bag, then please take a moment to rate and review the show. It helps other people who are weirdos like us find the show, and it helps grow the show. And that is always very much appreciated. Also appreciated, of course, apart from submitting your own 5-minute memoir at 5minutememoir.com, which I hope you'll do, I always love and appreciate your feedback and your comments. You can go to mattselznick.com, go to the podcasts section of the site, and find this episode. I think I said it was episode 11 of Matthew Wayne Selznick Creates. Scroll down to the bottom of the show notes there, and you can leave a comment. You can also email me at matt@mattselznick.com, mattselznick.com, matt@mattselznick.com. I like to hear from you. I like to know that my talking to you is not a one-way street. All right. That, I think, is that. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.